positive thinking is not enough. Pulling yourself up by your own psychological bootstraps is not enough. Psyching yourself up with psycho-cybernetics and talking yourself into optimism is not enough. Because the truth is, there's a lot of things in the world you can't be positive about. Rape is not positive. If your wife gets leukemia, that's not positive. If your son gets shot and died in Afghanistan, that's not positive. And all the positive thinking in the world won't get you through that. You need God to get you through those tough times.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit, a six-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman. This out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle is based on five essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. And it will rip the lid off everything you thought you knew about health and wellness. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called What It Really Takes to Change.
So let me just say this. Here's the fourth law of change. Write this down. Change requires community. It is not a solo issue. You grow, you change faster, you change better, you change longer, you change more completely, you change permanently through community. We have here at Saddleback one of our many ministries, Celebrate Recovery, which for 22 years has been changing now tens of thousands of lives and has proven over and over again that those stubborn areas of life that will not change any other way will change in community. The areas that you say, that'll never stop it. I can never break that habit in my life. I could never. It'll break if you get in community. Because the two things you need, I said this before, there are a lot of good self-help books that tell you the right thing to do, but they don't provide the two things that the Bible says you must have: God's power and community. That's what you need to really change, God's power and community. Lots of good books will tell you what to do. They don't provide God's power and they don't provide community. Now, you know, at Saddleback, the thing I love about our church is we're Baskin-Robbins 57 flavors. You know, we've got every kind of background. We speak 65 languages here at Saddleback Church. Every kind of religious background, nationality background, ethnic background, language background. But what we have is in common is our love for God. And that unites us, and that allows us to help each other out. Look at this verse. The Bible says this: in Christ, there's no difference or division between Jews or Gentiles, free people or slaves, male or female. You're all one in Christ Jesus. It is our love in Christ, it's our love for each other that brings us together, which is greater than any kind of ethnic or any other kind of difference. Let's go to number five. Principle number five is the principle of affirmation. If you want to have lasting change, if I want lasting change in my life, I must fill my life with love. If I want lasting change, permanent change in my life, I must fill my life with love. Now, why is this? Because love can change the unchangeable. It is the only thing that can. It is the most powerful force in the world. Love invigorates. Love revitalizes. Love renews. Love refreshes. Love is the most powerful force in the universe because God is love. It doesn't say he has love. It says he is love. Love heals what cannot be healed otherwise. Love uplifts. Love strengthens. Love energizes. It gives you energy when you don't have energy. Love will give you energy. Love empowers when you don't have the power. The Bible says in Songs of Solomon, it says love is stronger than death. Now think about that. If love is stronger than death, it means love is stronger than debt. Love is stronger than divorce. Love is stronger than discouragement. Love is stronger than depression. Love is stronger than disease. Love is stronger than doubt. Love is stronger than anything else. You must fill your life with love because it is the strongest power in the universe. And that's why in the next verse, verse 9, it says this. You want to change? Don't just pretend you love others. Really love them. Now, hate what is evil. Sometimes that means you got to confront it. You got to do an intervention. Stand on the side of good. You got to sometimes love enough to confront. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. I love that. Take delight in honoring each other. You know what that means? It means that in your small group, when people in your small group have a small win in health, in finance, in any area of a goal they've set, you need to celebrate it with them. Celebrate their small wins. Give them an attaboy. Yeah, you did good. You lost 2 more pounds. Congratulations. You got a little bit out of debt. Fantastic. You had a breakthrough in your marriage. Terrific. The Bible says, outdo each other and take delight in honoring each other. Show genuine affection. Now, you know, here's the amazing thing. God has wired the universe that when you help other people, God takes care of your problems. God is looking down to say, not are you helping yourself, but are you helping others? And God says, when I look down and I see you helping other people, like in your small group, then he says, I'm going to help you. So you want help with your goals? Start helping other people with their goals. Show love. Give yourself away. There is healing in giving back. Dr. Amen was talking about this last day in the last step. It's the last step of recovery. You got to give back. How do you know when you're recovered? When you're helping somebody else. You got to give back. You know the story of Job, where Job lost everything. He lost his health. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. And he lost it all. And at the end of the book, Job got it all back. God gave him back. In fact, gave him back double. Why? When Job prayed for himself? No. Here's what it says. Look on the screen. After Job prayed for his friends, the Lord gave him success again. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he'd done before. Not when he prayed for himself, but when he prayed for his friends. Why do you need to be in a small group? Not just so other people can help you, but so you can help them, so you can pray for those people, and then God can help you.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
The truth is that most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years can really add up. Diabetes and heart disease have exploded as pandemic diseases in the last 10 years or so because of weight-related issues. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together the Daniel Plan Study Kit, a DVD and workbook. This 6-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study Kit gives individuals, small groups, and whole congregations the tools and encouragement needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late. Join the more than 180,000 people who are following The Daniel Plan. Get The Daniel Plan DVD study kit and get going today. We'll send it to you right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering your financial gift to this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
Why do you need to be in a small group? Not just so other people can help you, but so you can help them, so you can pray for those people, and then God can help you. When you go to a group, you pray for the other people, and you watch God work in your life. You give yourself away. You give yourself in love. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Nothing great is ever accomplished without enthusiasm." I believe that with all of my heart, and I have found it to be true in my life, that nothing great is ever accomplished without passion, without enthusiasm. You got to have passion, you got to have enthusiasm, or you're never going to make it to the finish line. If you say, "Oh yeah, I kind of want to get out of debt," you're never going to get out of debt. "I really want to get in shape." "Pass me some potato chips." It ain't going to happen. Okay? You know, if you're just kind of ho-hum, half-hearted, no energy, no enthusiasm for this goal, you're never going to do it. You've got to be passionate. You've got to have enthusiasm, or you're never going to do. Now, having been a pastor here for 30 years, I've noticed it's very easy for people to be enthusiastic at the start of anything. At the first day when we're going into something, at the first day of a seminar, a conference, anything, a lot of people, it's very easy for the people to get excited at the beginning of anything. But would you agree that it's pretty easy to lose your enthusiasm? Everybody agree with that? Okay, it's pretty easy to lose enthusiasm after a few days or a few weeks because we get distracted by other things. So what I want to talk to you about is, how do you maintain your enthusiasm? Not for weeks, not for months, but for the rest of your life. How do you maintain the enthusiasm so you can set goals that are not just one-year goals, 10-year, 20-year, 30, 40-year, but lifetime goals, and reach them? I told you last week, most people set their goals too low and try to accomplish them too soon. How do you set goals for your lifetime and then maintain the enthusiasm to actually reach them, that they're so big that they keep pulling you and you don't give up on them? How do you do that? Most people would consider me to be an enthusiastic person. And I am. I'm a very enthusiastic person. But I'm not an enthusiastic person. I haven't been an enthusiastic person for a week or for a month. My enthusiasm has not waned over a year or 2 years or five or even 10 or 20. But I have been consistently enthusiastic for the goals that I've set for over 30 years. Now, how do you do that? How do you stay enthusiastic day in and day out in spite of delays and difficulties and dead ends and problems and pressures and criticisms? How do you stay enthusiastic for over 30 years? Well, friends, it takes more than positive thinking. Now, I'm not against positive thinking. It's certainly better than the alternative. Negative thinking, I'm definitely not in favor of negative thinking. But positive thinking is not enough. Pulling yourself up by your own psychological bootstraps is not enough. Psyching yourself up with psycho-cybernetics and talking yourself into optimism is not enough. Because the truth is, there's a lot of things in the world you can't be positive about. Rape is not positive. If your wife gets leukemia, that's not positive. If your son gets shot and died in Afghanistan, that's not positive. And all the positive thinking in the world won't get you through that. You need God to get you through those tough times. The way you stay enthusiastic for in a lifetime is found in the word enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos. En is the Greek word en for the English word in, I-N. Theos is the Greek word for God. Theology is the word for the study of God. Theos is the word for God. Theodore is the meaning, the lover of God. That's what Theodore means. And same thing with Dorothy. Dorothy means lover of God. So in theos means to be in God. When you get in God, you will be enthusiastic. And it's a kind of gut level enthusiasm that fills your heart with such enthusiasm that it doesn't matter whether the economy is tanking or it is soaring, or whether it's raining or it's shining, or whether things are going good or bad, or whether you feel healthy or sick, or whether things are bad or good. Your enthusiasm is not dependent upon your circumstances. It is not dependent upon your circumstance, because you are tied to the Rock of Ages. You are tied to the eternal God. You are in Christ. You are in God. And then you are eternally enthusiastic. And it is because of that I have been able to set enormous goals in my life and keep my eye on those, no matter what other people say, no matter what else happens, no matter how I feel, because my enthusiasm is not dependent upon today's stock market price or my temperature or what the latest critic said about me. I am in God enthusiasm, and you need to do that. Now, Paul tells us how to do this in the last verse, verses 11 and 12. He says, never be lacking in zeal. That's enthusiasm. Never, never, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor. That means nurture your enthusiasm. And then he tells you the three ways to do it in serving the Lord. He says, be joyful in hope, be patient in affliction, be faithful in prayer. That's how you keep your spiritual fervor. You be joyful in hope, so that even when things are going wrong, I can still be joyful in hope, because I know God's plan, He wins in the end. God's plan is good. I win in the end. Be patient in affliction, because I know that even in pain, God's going to bring good out of it. And I can be patient even in the pain. I can be faithful in prayer. Why? Because in every problem, I'm either going to pray or I'm going to panic. I'm going to worry or I'm going to worship. I'm either going to get on my knees or I'm going to fall over and faint. And those are the options. Those are the choice. When you are joyful in hope, when you are patient in affliction, when you are faithful in prayer, then you get what I call God's GPS. GPS is God's power system. How many of you have GPS in your car? Now, I love GPS, because GPS corrects all my mistakes. If I've got to go to UCLA, and I type in UCLA, and I make a wrong turn, it just says, you made a wrong turn. Make a U-turn, go this way, and it corrects me. It's no big deal. And it just gets me back on the path real quickly. This next year, you're going to set some goals in your life. And you know what? You're going to screw up. So am I. Why? Because we're human. I am a sinner. So are you. So you're going to screw up. You're going to mess up. And you know what? You're going to get off track. You're going to fall off the wagon. You're going to do this and that and whatever. But you know what? With God's GPS, he just says, okay, here's, make a U-turn and get right back on. And it's not a big deal. And you get God's power by being joyful in hope, being patient in affliction, being faithful in prayer. Friend, what you need above all else is you need to get in God right now. Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer in your heart? Dear God, I don't want to go another day without you in my life, controlling every room and every part of my heart. So I want to take these initial steps for change. I offer you my body. I dedicate myself to you. In light of all that you've done for me, I give myself as a living sacrifice to you, as a spiritual act of worship. I don't want to think the old patterns anymore. And I want you to help renew my mind. I want to be transformed. I don't want to be a caterpillar anymore. I want that metamorphosis. I want to be that butterfly set free. I don't want to be conformed to all the pressures of what other people want me to be. I want to be what you want me to be. And over this year, I want you to change my mind. Help me to think the way you want me to think. And I ask you to forgive me for my pride. And I humbly want to admit that I need help and I need to change in a lot of areas. I don't want to think more highly of myself than I should. I admit that the measure of my faith needs to grow. Help me to set goals that can be measured so I can manage them. In your name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. With two R's in the middle, you'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. The truth is, most of us don't pay attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years can really add up. Diabetes and heart disease have exploded as pandemic diseases in the last 10 years or so because of weight-related issues. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together the Daniel Plan Study Kit, a DVD and workbook. This 6-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study Kit gives individuals, small groups, and whole congregations the tools and encouragement needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late. Join the more than 180,000 people who are following the Daniel Plan. Get the Daniel Plan DVD study kit and get going today. We'll send it to you right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering your financial gift to this ministry. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Thanks for listening today. I pray that our time together will be a spiritual blessing that makes you strong. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. And if you got a little bit that you could send in to help us financially, to help us expand this ministry, I'd really appreciate it. I love you. I thank God for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.